Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The sentencing hearing for Larry Nassar continues for a third day in an Ingham County courtroom. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells has been there all week long. Kate, this day began with a message from Larry Nassar. What did he say to the judge?
Yeah, this was an incredibly surreal moment. We didn't know the judge was going to do this. Judge Aquilina opens up the courtroom by saying she and counsel have been meeting to talk about this six-page letter that they got from the defendant, Larry Nassar. In it, he talks about being worried about his own mental and physical health, that he says he doesn't know if he can take it for these 4 days listening to these victim impact statements. And he also really criticized the judge, said she was doing court this way because she wanted the media attention.
Wow. How did the judge respond to that?
Oh, it did not go well. Judge Aquilina did not mince words. She told him that being a part of this was part of the plea agreement, that he knew that he was going to be sitting here listening to victim impact statements, and also that this had absolutely nothing to do with media attention, and that if it was painful, he needed to deal with it.
So things continued. We should note, by the way, that MSU President Luana Simon did attend the afternoon session yesterday. How have the women who were there yesterday and today responded to her presence?
I mean, they're overall incredibly angry, furious at Michigan State University. That is a theme that we hear in so many of their statements. Some of them said that they felt like she was just doing that for appearances' sake, that she'd been pressured into it. However, they were actually angry that she didn't come for this next day. Rachel Van Hollander, one of the victims, apparently told a reporter that she had asked Simon specifically as a favor to her to show up today, and that Simon had told her it didn't fit with her schedule. Now, I have not confirmed that with Michigan State University. I've asked them if that's an accurate recap, and I'm waiting for them to get back to me. But a lot of women have said that that makes MSU look like cowards, in their opinion.
Now, there were more women today addressing Nassar, including some very harsh words for others who they say didn't protect them, including President Simon. And Kate, I understand the courtroom actually broke out in applause today for the first time this week after one woman spoke.
Yeah, Lindsay Lemke is a senior at Michigan State University. She is there as a gymnast on a Fulbright scholarship. And she had some very strong words, not only for Nassar, but also for MSU President Luana K. Simon.
Your broad spectrum of emails that are sent to everyone, not specific survivors, that states that you are sorry and working to fix this. Please stop and save yourself the pity party. Does that seriously make you feel better? We don't care. It's too late for your sorries and trying to make sure that we are safe. You act innocent. You are hardly a president of any kind, especially of the university in which I still attend. And frankly, I am proud to attend because I am too big of a person to let your small-minded selves ruin my college experience. You are trying to manipulate people into thinking that you are innocent when you are not. As far as I'm concerned, you are just as bad as this monster that has attempted to ruin all of us, but he hasn't and you won't either. Larry, I hope you, Luana Simon, Kathy Klagas, John Gettert, and all of the USAG are scared because you have pissed off the wrong army of women. Thank you.
That is rare, getting a round of applause in a courtroom like that.
That is the first time that we ever heard the court break into applause, and it's been quite an emotional roller coaster couple of days here. Cindy, I think it's important to remind people that what these women are angry at MSU about is that for 20 years, people at MSU have been getting reports and concerns about Nassar, and he was still allowed to work there and continue to abuse patients. So for some of these women, they feel like their abuse didn't need to happen, that this could have been stopped years ago.
And as we've heard this week, people who were abused even as he was under investigation, and he continued to work.
Right. When MSU did a Title IX investigation in 2014, cleared him in that investigation and allowed him to return to work, even though he was still under criminal investigation at that time by MSU police.
Olympic bronze medalist Jamie Dancher, with whom we spoke on Stateside, also spoke out today, touching on something that I really think a lot of us listening need to hear and need to understand, that it wasn't just these specific people who failed to believe these gymnasts, but the general public as well. Here's a bit of what she said.
When I came forward in August 2016, I was attacked on social media. People did not believe me. They believed him. People didn't believe me, even people I thought were my friends. They called me a liar, a whore, and even accused me of making all of this up just to get attention.
That is stunning when you realize that what people went through just in their day-to-day lives after they spoke out.
And I think what Jamie's statements did, and what so many of these statements have done, is they have been so brutally honest about what their experiences have been like. You know, women have talked about everything from suicide attempts to eating disorders to substance abuse, and they've really laid themselves bare in a real way. And what we're hearing from attorneys, from the prosecutors, is that other women are watching this and are calling up the court saying, you know, I didn't want to make a public statement before. I wasn't ready for it, but I'm watching this now and I want to too. So the numbers of women and girls that we're expecting to hear from keep growing.
In fact, do we hear a hint that this sentencing hearing might actually go into next week now?
Yeah, we don't know when this is going to end. It looks like we're at about 105 women expected to speak. We're about halfway through. So it's entirely possible that we may run into Monday.
Kate, have you had a chance to talk with anyone after they've had that moment where they could finally stand in front of the world by standing in this courtroom and look him in the eye and say what's been on their mind for God knows how many months, how many years? And I'm wondering, was there any sense of catharsis or wholeness restored by being able to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get cheesy about it, but I talked with one woman today who is a middle school teacher, and yesterday she had expressed all this concern and really just broke down in the court, talking about how she didn't want to give this statement because she was worried that her kids would see her as a victim or in this weakest moment. And I talked to her today that she woke up this morning to emails from parents and friends telling her what an amazing job she had done. The judge even said to one woman this morning, I see the rocks coming off your back right now. I see you putting this burden down. And I don't think this is going to be like an easy, quick healing for anybody, but I think there's real power in what's happening here.
Michigan Radio's Kate Wells with us via Skype from the Ingham County courtroom. Kate, thank you so very much.
Thanks, Cindy.